kind of felt bad this week. I went to go see Spider-Man 3, and I complained about children who were too small to understand the movie being there, not because they didn't have the right to see Spider-Man, but because their parents thought they had the right to see Spider-Man and to openly speak to them about what they were not understanding in the movie out loud in a crowded theater with adults. Go to the movie that is designated for kids and for people to run around and new parents. That's the movies that toddlers should be in. I'm sorry. I stand by it.
You know, I understand. And it's a very long movie, almost 3 hours. That's way too much to expect of a little tiny person.
And a complicated plot line. It's a lot more than Spider-Man flying around New York City on a cool spider web. By the way, awesome scenes.
It could have been worse, and I'm going to tell you why. Because this was just all over social media. A woman who was going to the movies in Utah. First of all, she went to go to her seat, and there were two elderly women in the spot that she had bought the tickets for.
Now, this is very common, I heard. By the way, a lot of people of a certain age don't go to the movies a lot anymore, and a lot of them haven't been to the movies since they started all theaters reserve seating.
Right. And the woman said, you know what? Whatever. It wasn't crowded at all. I'll just move to a different seat.
I had this exact same thing happen to me a couple weeks ago. Yes. I felt so bad. I'm like, I'll let it go.
Right. So she's like, whatever, no big deal. However, once the movie started, the older woman and her companion started yapping. One of the women had her dog with them who would whine and jump on the seats.
Oh, dear God.
And this is what it sounded like. When you hear talking, that's not the movie. That's the women in the seats. And then at the end of this piece of audio, she's yelling at the dog to stop, who's jumping all around.
They were, the mother brings the house down.
Oh, come on. And that's not my family.
Oh, yeah.
Don't take it out on the street. Stop. Stop.
Hi, God. It's me, John. Been a while. I apologize for that. But I want to thank you. Yeah. I don't do this enough. I want to thank you. Am I asking for anything?
Okay.
I want to thank you for sparing me sitting next to those women. I would have exploded. Oh my God, I would have gone crazy.
Me too.
Why? You know what? Every once in a while when the trailers are going, they show all the commercials for the crap you can buy in the lobby, and then they say silence your phones, and you say to yourself, man, after all these years, why do they keep saying that? Because they still have to. I would love to be able to back up my talk with some walk, but normally I wait for somebody else to tell them to shush.
Yeah.
I do. I just am so worried that someone's going to know who I am because of the job that we have. And all of a sudden, there's John and Tammy, all crazy, in a rage, probably on drugs.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Uh-huh.
You're really going off the rails.
You know what? It's a gateway. It's a gateway offense. People talking in the movie instantly catapults you into being a rabid drug abuser. So stop talking in the theater then. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.